In this week's episode, we talk about Disneyland After Dark Grand Night Reunion. Was it a hit or a miss? Who cares? Let's talk about the food. It's July and Halloween is just around the corner. Halloween time starts earlier than ever. Get your costumes ready now. Speaking of July, the Christmas nighttime spectaculars are coming back. Did we really think they weren't returning? Also, Oogie Boogie Bash tickets, Monsters at Work, Dan Slushies, and more on this stereo episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. Welcome to Mouse Power, your source for Disney, Star Wars, and everything in between. This is the podcast where both empires collide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Mouse Power Podcast.
What's going on? Uh-oh!
The apprentice lives.
What is this?
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Bring out me, Hardy Joe.
You never had a friend like me.
Some imagination, huh?
Made you look.
Meow. Meowzers. Yeah. Woohoo. It ain't nothing but a good time. I had a good time. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah. Hey, I think Dan's there.
Yeah, I am here.
Yay, and he's in both ears.
Both ears today. Surprised you didn't play Running Up That Hill, man. But, Stranger Things. Just catching on that Kate Bush song.
I was
all over the place.
I was thinking all day, what am I going to play? What am I going to play? And I was thinking, and then I thought Def Leppard. Because of the, you know, the tour going on. And then I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go with the Poison today.
That's fine. Yeah. That song's all over the place right now. I hear it on stations that never played it to begin with.
Uh-huh.
It's so big.
That's funny.
Because it's so big right now. But that's funny. That's a good jam. I was trying to get my groove on over here.
All right. So, hey, guess what? We're back in better than ever. I try to be.
I'm
back.
Sorry. Say it again.
I said we're back and better than ever.
Yeah, finally.
And we're just gonna start with it's summer. This is June. It's hot.
So, oh my God, it's hot.
So we're gonna talk about Halloween. So we'll talk about the heat later, and let's see. When was this? This was on June 13th. Disney announced Halloween time, and the resort is gonna come back on September 2nd through October 31st. This is like early again, huh?
Every year, right? Earlier every year.
I know. Next year is gonna be in August.
Right.
Because usually it's like. I'm just going to go through my calendar because usually it is September. It's always September.
I was going to say.
It's always like the second week of September.
Yeah.
So they're starting, well, I guess, since September starts on Thursday. The first is on Thursday. So they say, hey, let's just start on the second, I guess, because I would have thought.
Is that after Labor Day?
That's before Labor Day, right?
I don't know. I don't even know what Labor Day is.
Yeah,
I'm on summer break, man. I'm big on stuff.
Because I thought it was going to start like on September 9th. That's what I thought. But then again.
That's Friday.
Yeah, but then again, we'll get to this too. The first Halloween party is September 6th, so can't start on the 9th then.
And, oh, that's the day after Labor Day. Yeah, that's right away. That's early.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Labor Day is on the 5th. So, yeah, very, very early. I'm guessing Disney's trying to get as much money as they can.
While we wait for key news.
Yes, 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 exactly. So, of course, in the parks, we know what's going on. Halloween decorations probably going up now.
Yeah.
Let's see. All the Plaza de Familia in DCA. And we'll get to Oogie Boogie in a minute. Oh, yeah. Of course, Haunted Mansion Holiday will be kicking off on September 2nd. And the return of Halloween Screams fireworks show at Disneyland. You have all the decorations over in Cars Land with Here we go. Oh yeah. You gotta have Mater's Graveyard Jamboree.
Yeah.
And then
like that ride's underrated. That's an underrated ride.
It's really fun. That's a real fun ride. And then you have Luigi's Rollickin' Thingamabob. I'm over here trying to read, and then I hit the thing on the side of the computer, and everything scrolled off the page. Like, what the
hell?
So Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters takes guests on a wicked whirl about to become Luigi's Honkin' Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween, right?
Halloween, like a hall.
Halloween, yeah, for the cars. Yeah. You're stupid.
Speaking of you're stupid, don't forget we have Guardians of the Galaxy Missions Breakout Monsters After Dark.
You know, I have never been on that version.
I went once when it first. I think the first time it came out, I went on it once. It's really cool. It's really, really cool. One thing I do have to do over here on my sound effects pad, I have to put Anthony's Monsters After Dark thing here. I got to work on that.
Yeah.
So, of course, you got all that. You got all the decorations. I mean, we know what's going to happen over there. We know the decorations. But the thing that they announced also was Oogie Boogie Bash. It's going to be on 23 select nights beginning on September 6th through Halloween, October 31st. And everyone knows it's a separate ticket event, after-hour event. Starts at, 6 o'clock or something? I don't remember. Well, I think 6 o'clock is when you can come in prior to the party, 3 hours before, yada, yada, yada. But anyway... Oh. Tickets already went on sale for pass holders. So Hopefully if you are planning to go, you got your tickets. And I did post today that October 29th was already sold out. And, people would panic. But I didn't get mine yet because I don't have a pass and I was going to get it. But I'm sure it's going to be available tomorrow, meaning on Thursday when the ghost... on sale to the public. So those dates should be, that date should be open. But that tells you right now that that's probably going to be the very first day to sell out. It's October 29th, which is the Saturday.
Is that the closest one to Halloween? I don't even know what day Halloween is.
Yeah, Halloween is on a Monday.
Okay. So are they not doing, I didn't look at the dates. Are they not doing it on Halloween?
Yeah, they are doing it on Halloween. But
but everybody wants the 29th because it's a Saturday. It will be a Saturday.
Right.
So, okay.
So let me go through the dates. September 6th, 10th, 13th, 15th, 18th, 20th, 22nd, 25th, 27th, and 29th for September. Now, the prices for this is ridiculous. A regular price, cheapest price is $129. And the most expensive price is $179. Now, September 10th is only for D23 members. It's a special night for D23. That's $179. It's a Saturday also. So you can say, oh, well, it's more money because it's Saturday, but it's still, you know, I'm over here thinking I would like to go to the D23 night just because it's a special night for just members. But it's not that special for $179.
Right.
And, you know, you look at the description of what they're going to have, and it's everything that they're having for the regular party. If they have anything special, it's going to be a button and a special, probably a D23 photo op.
Yeah.
That's not worth $179 for. All right, moving on to October dates. October 2nd, 4th, 8th, I'm sorry, 2nd, 4th, 6th, 9th, 11th, 13th, and the 13th is a Thursday, not Friday. October 16th, 18th, 20th, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, and 31st.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. It's like they said, it was 20 whatever days they said, 23 days.
So, like every other day in October.
Basically, so the party dates are Tuesdays, Saturdays, Thursdays, and Sunday.
Wow.
So every day except for Monday and a Friday. Basically, yep. So everyone who's listening, you know I posted the dates on Instagram and all that, so you can go and check those out with the prices. $129, $139, $150, or $149, $159, and the $179. That's just
so. I mean, obviously, the Saturdays, Fridays, and Saturdays are going to be more money.
Yeah, they're on Saturdays, no Fridays. So Friday and Monday, yeah, okay. No party dates.
Didn't you say Friday the 13th?
No, I was saying that October 13th was a Thursday, not a Friday. You know.
Oh, okay. Friday, oh, I didn't get tomorrow. Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, I guess no Wednesdays either. So.
And they don't all sell out right away. Like, no. Obviously, the ones closer to Halloween are going to be the first ones that sell out. But they don't sell out, like, right away.
Right. So, that's what I'm expecting. October 29th will sell out first, since it already sold out for pass holders. But will be available once they go on sale for the public.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did get a ticket for this. Bought it today. Or yesterday. Because I forgot about it, and then I bought it. I got the first day of September 6th, $129. So, whatever. I just, you know, just wanted to get it. I like going. It's pretty cool. Going to come home with some candy.
My mind's changed a little bit after the Star Wars thing. Yeah, no, I didn't do them for so long. And then, you know, I had to do Star Wars. I'm like, this is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll do another one, I'm sure, eventually, but I don't think I'm going to do it before you can do it. We're spending a lot of money lately. Time to hold back a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I just spend money for a Dodger game on Saturday, so that's expensive. Right,
yeah, actually, you know what? That price, let me put it to you like this. This is what you're looking at. That price that you paid for that ticket, literally, it's a tank of gas.
Oh, yeah. And
literally, it's a tank of gas.
Lucky for me, I don't know if it's lucky, my truck's not working right now, and that's 26-gallon tank. So I'm driving a truck that's only 16 gallons. So
yeah, I literally filled up today, 23-gallon tank, $130.
So see,
$130.
Yeah, I'm lucky I don't have to break 100 right now with driving that truck. Oh my gosh, yeah, it's crazy.
So keep that in mind when you're buying your ticket.
I think I'll do that.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool. We're gonna compare. Oh man, that's like two tanks of gas that we're spending. That's funny.
I know. You know how many Disneyland corn dogs that is?
Yeah.
Two. No.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, so over there at Disney California, I mentioned the Plaza de Familia. That actually will start on September 2nd. That will go through November 2nd for that one. What else we have here? Boogie Boogie. They teased two new villains who are going to be in the treat trails this year at Oogie Boogie Bash. I posted that video. I'm not going to spoil who it is. You guys should figure it out by now, but I'm not going to spoil that. And, yeah, I think that's it. I don't have anything else for Halloween because this is Halloween in June.
Ooh, Halloween. Coming back.
I know. I mean, we have, where are we at? We're in June. Before Halloween, we have, oh yeah, like I saw, I said that I'm going to the party on September 6th, and then that weekend is D23, and we were talking about, or you said earlier about waiting for Magic Key announcements or whatever.
Yeah.
My pass expires on, I believe it's September 3rd. So, I can't make any reservations after September 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to have a reservation for the 6th when I go to the party and for D23. So, yeah, up in the air right now, what's going to happen with that? And, you know, by the time that comes, we get closer to D23. You know, those reservations are going to go pretty quick if they haven't went already. I haven't checked, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna look right now. Because last I checked, a lot of August, the end of August, was already booked up. Because that's actually when the two lower passes can come back to before, I think everybody tried to get a date in before they expire.
Right.
Is what people were trying to do.
I have a reservation for August. I guess that's when everyone comes back. Yeah, Saturday, August 22nd is my next reservation right now. Doesn't mean I'm not going to be going anytime soon. I will be, of course.
Oh, yeah, me too. I actually am, as we record this, I'm going to go tomorrow, but I have one next week, and I'm going to pick up at least a couple more. In July, he's gonna.
So yeah, I got to figure out when I'm gonna go.
Yeah, didn't want to clear my throat on air. I need to figure out where I'm gonna go. Looking at the calendar, I can book clear up to the 14th of August right now, and then the 25th actually is open for Disneyland. And that's the only thing there. I think my pass expires on like 28. So we'll, speaking of this, just real quick, I've been seeing stuff online about people complaining about, oh, I can never get same day reservations. I have done that multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can get same day reservations. I don't know what you're doing, but I literally, and we'll talk about this later, but the day I saw Lightyear, I told my kids, I have a hankering to get on Buzz Lightyear, the ride. Let's go. And looked and said, yep, I have a reservation. No, I booked it right then in the movie theater at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's possible.
Oh, yeah. Before it wasn't, but things have changed.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll figure all that out. And your pass expires before mine, so... That means you'll have the deets on renewals before me.
Yeah, and that's coming up because it's what, normally it's 40 days out.
Right.
That's coming up. That's probably like, what, in the next, about 2 weeks? Probably like the next 2 weeks.
I don't do math.
Oh, I don't do math a lot either, but I can tell you. T- 20 days. So I still live about 3 weeks. Because I think mine, I have 60 days left on my taxes. And we bought them first day.
Yeah, I have...
So, well, no, like 3 weeks.
I have 66 days left.
Hey, order 66.
There you go. That's what's going to happen to me, is order 66.
Yeah, done. That's better.
All right, so let's move on to, because we're talking about parties, so let's talk about the Disneyland After Dark Grant Night Reunion. I went. I know there was another one since I went. But let me just say this, that party was, it was cool. It was fun. The park was dead. There was no one there. I took a video of basically all the entertainment, the dancing, the DJs, the band, all that stuff, even karaoke. Karaoke was actually popping. There was a lot of people there trying to sing. And let me talk about karaoke real quick. I don't know why. I guess since I was at Disneyland and, you know, you go watch a band or entertainment and you're expecting a good performance. I don't know why. I don't know why I was expecting that with the karaoke. You know, I was just like, oh, wait a minute. I wasn't. I don't know. I'm just guessing because I was at Disneyland and you get good, you know, quality entertainment singers. And I wasn't thinking about that with karaoke because a lot of these people just were really bad. But
was there any alcohol nearby? Because it tends to get better.
Oh, yeah. That's true, huh?
Yeah.
But no, it was cool. It was fun, but it was dead. The dance party thing, whatever going on over in Hollywood Land, that was just completely dead. Now, if you guys saw the video that Dan made for me, there's just little kids dancing, not even kids, toddlers dancing up there. So it was just like, wow, you know, and I guess it was a DJ from Power 106, and he didn't have a following out there or anything. And then we go over to the very first thing we started with the car, or was over at Cars Land when the party started, and they had DJ Wendy Walker over there spinning the oldies.
Yeah,
and that was popping too over there. They were doing, and there was a lot of people. They had they started the music, and then at a certain time, they were doing a dance, teaching dances or whatever. So, like, doing the different, like, the locomotion and stuff like that. And, oh, they were doing the mashed potato. You know the song Mashed Potato?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm watching them doing the mashed potato, and I thought to myself, that's not the mashed potato. Now, I wasn't born when the mashed potato came out, but I know the mashed potato because that's what Michael Jackson used to do.
And your parents were, like...
Yes.
That was there. I'm sure they, I'm not even going to lie to you, man. I'm sure your parents did it in the house.
Right. But
so, singing to that song.
Right. So the funny thing about it is I showed my mom. I go, oh, Mom, check this out. And she's watching the video. Do the mashed potato. My mom's like, is that the mashed potato? And then also the same thing with the locomotion. She's like, that's not the locomotion. I go, I know, Mom. So that was, the 2022 version, right? Is that what it was?
Why do you think it was so dead?
Nobody was interested in going to this thing.
It's a weird concept.
It's the price. The price is too expensive. We're not interested in going to some Grand Night Reunion thing, you know, compared to Star Wars. Everyone loves Star Wars. Everyone's going to pay that Star Wars price. I don't think they associate the cost of this ticket for the Star Wars night as going to Disney paying extra. They associate it with Star Wars. I'll pay extra because it's Star Wars. And
me.
Right. And why didn't you go to this event?
Yeah.
So
money, and it's just like, how is that relevant to me?
It sounds stupid, basically. Yeah. You know, I go to it because I want to check it out. I want to see what it's like. I want to tell the people who listen, hey, this is what I thought of the event, you know, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people who listen, all 10 of you, did not go to the event because Dan didn't go. But so then I can say, oh, this is what it was. This is what it was like. You know, it was fun. I think it was fun because there was not that many people.
Well, looking at the videos that you sent me to make the TikTok, it did look fun.
Right.
Like, it looked like, oh, this would be a good time if I was into that. Now, I'm not, you know, a dancer or anything myself, but, like, some of the photo ops look kind of cool. And it was like, you know, the music, enjoy the music. We like that kind of music. And yeah, the Suburban Legends, who I like the Suburban Legends. That used to be one of the bands on the Terrace. Used to go see all the time.
Right. And I know that Anthony and I talked about Suburban Legends a long time ago. And they first started out in downtown Disney.
Before
there was a stage in downtown Disney, they were on the sidewalk. They were on the path, whatever you call it. They were just there. And we would go and watch them. Oh, they're pretty cool. And then they made it to the big time, which is Tomorrowland Terrence, you know, that guy over there. So, you know, we've been following them and watching them, and yeah, been pretty cool. And they did a great job. And one thing about that band is you can tell how good a band is with the way they interact with the audience they have. They didn't have a big audience there. There were probably 20 people, maybe more in the back. But the people who were there were people who knew them and, you know, like follow them, and or people who just happened to wander by and like, oh, I'm going to listen to this band. But even though they had a small audience, they still performed like they were, you know, on a big stage. So
that's really, because that's the type of scene they come from.
Right.
Like they're going to show out every time they go on stage. That's just how they roll. And a lot of those people who would pay for the event that you went to are the ones who would be at the front of the stage when they performed on the Terrace. Like, I've seen photos in different groups of people, and I'm like, I know them. They would hang out in front of the stage, you know, at the Terrace all the time.
There was one person out there in front of the stage. I'm not going to mention who it was, but it was the one in that picture that I sent you of the cap and gown.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Suburban Legends, they did a great job. They had, like I said, it was the Route 66 dance party and then dance lessons. And the guy who was doing the dance lessons was great. He was really good. If you guys saw the TikTok video, it was that guy on stage, you know, dressed like Sonny Bono. If you don't know who he is, look him up. And what else? Okay, so over at the Pacific Wharf, they had the Totally Retro Disco Karaoke. So that was the last thing I think we saw. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to go check this out. And, even though they weren't, you know, their greatest singers, it's still fun to see them or see people, you know, go up there and try, because they're doing a better job than I would, because I'm not going up there trying to do anything. But one of the things I really wanted to watch was the pep rally. And I wanted to really watch it because the All-American College Band was in it. And I don't think they've ever been into any type of party like this. So for them to put it in, and it only, you know, it's a pep rally. It's a college band. It only fits, right? So
it was
pretty cool. And since there wasn't that many people, it wasn't hard to find a good spot to watch them or watch a little pep rally go up the street. So that was pretty cool. Let's see what else. Of course, you had all the photo ops. Took some pictures of that. Or I took the video of of Ludwig von Drake over there in the corner.
Yeah, I saw him.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, because when you got the video of the cats, and then when I came back, he switched out with them. I was like, oh, that's cool. So I got that video. But overall, I think it was fun. And I didn't go to any rides. I didn't really look on the app to see, like, what the wait times were. But I did pass by Soarin', and it was basically just walk into the building. So there was no line outside. That's pretty cool. Because if there was a line inside, it's going to go pretty fast anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. Once you get inside, it's not bad. The wait for that is not bad once you get inside. So.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, it was cool. Pretty cool. I had fun. But let's get into some nitty gritty.
Are you hungry? Well, they are. It's time for Fat Time in the Parks.
Fat Time, Little Coat. I think I ripped it. I think I ripped it open.
Yeah, they're getting littler. I'm getting fatter and they're getting littler.
Exactly. So they had a for the party, food wise, they had a tons of different types of food. I forgot what they were calling. They were calling it like cafeteria style. But
I got
their twist on it, but you know, make it fancy. All right, so I'm going to go through where we are. Okay. So at Award Wieners, they had the OG. It was a bacon-wrapped all-beef foot-long hot dog with grilled onions, mayo, mustard, spicy ketchup, and pickled jalapeno relish served on a toasted bun with a choice of cuties, mandarin oranges, or film strip fries. That looked pretty good, but I didn't have it. I'm not going to go through all the stuff they had that they were offering. I just wanted to mention that because I like hot dogs and it looked good.
Yeah.
But what I did have was the challah deep fried PB&J, and that was over at the Corn Dog Castle. I saw that on the you know, advertising, and I was like, ooh, that looks interesting. And I was like, I think I need to try that. I'm like over here looking at the menu here, what they have, and I can't find Corn Dog Castle. Where's Corn Dog Castle at? Oh, here it is. All right, so it is dusted in cinnamon sugar and topped with strawberry jelly, and it was served with actually a small low-fat milk. And it was under $5 too. So
really?
Really. I didn't know it came with milk. And I saw the sign that says, oh, with milk. I said, oh, well, that looks good to me.
That's a school lunch, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I tried that, and it was like, oh, my God. First of all, I got lucky because when I went up there, they said, oh, because I mobile ordered, and they said, oh, can you give us 2 more minutes? They're not done yet. I said, well, of course. So fresh, nice and
hot. Yeah.
Nice and hot. It actually was bigger than I thought it was going to be. Cause it was only, like I said, four something for this $4.99, I think $4.49. So I thought it would be small. It was actually pretty big. It was a big size. And, so I used a knife to cut it open. If you guys saw, I posted the pictures on Instagram. Inside is hot peanut butter, and the strawberry jam is inside, oozing out. And it was just good. It was just so good. It was just like nice, hot, warm. And then when you wash it down with ice cold milk, oh my gosh. So that was really good. I would love to see this on the regular menu if they could, because it was that great. Now, the next thing I tried was over at the Cozy Cone Motel. was the Cherry Convertible. It was a vanilla soft serve in a cinnamon bread cone with warm cherries. Now, if you guys saw the picture I posted, I post the picture on this advertisement shows a good amount of cherries. What I got was two half cherries. With the sauce. I was like, what the hell? I was so disappointed because I was looking forward to the cherries. So anyway, I ate this, but once I got to the bottom of the cone, there was more cherries. So I was happy. I'm like, okay, that made up. Nice.
Did you do it with a spoon?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So nice warm cherries on the bottom. But my complaint is with the cone. It was, I'm going to guess this is the regular cones they use, right? They just put cinnamon on it? Is that what they did? I don't even know what they sell there. But,
yeah, it's weird stuff. I don't eat them there very often.
Yeah, so this, it was cinnamon.
Cone concoctions, there you go.
Right. It was a cinnamon bread cone, but it was like hard. It was so hard to eat because of it was just too hard. You're trying to chew it.
Was it like harder than a churro?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, cinnamon bread, that's kind of churro.
Yeah, I just think it's been sitting out long and, you know, it just got hard because it's sitting out there too long. So I was disappointed with that. I was trying to eat it to get the, you know, flavor. It just didn't taste like anything. I can barely taste cinnamon. So, yeah, I dumped it after I was done with the strawberry or the cherries. But that one I wouldn't get again if they had that. It was just like, eh. You know, the cherries were good and everything, but it's just, you know, soft serve ice cream wasn't anything, you know, anything to write home to mom about. But that PB&J was...
Happens.
Yeah, the PB&J was really good. And then
I just looked at the pictures. It did look good.
Yeah. Then over at Smoke Jumper's Grill, I didn't have this, but it looked interesting. Cheeseburger Mac Burger. Double burger patties topped with cheeseburger Mac burger sauce, pickles, and cheese sauce served with crinkle cut fries. I did not know that Smoke Jumper's Grill had crinkle cut fries. Did you?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
And you
that's one of the go-to. No, I don't think about it. Because you don't eat burgers. You always complain about the Disney. You always complain about the Disney burger.
Okay, but I don't care about the burger. I'm talking about the fries.
Well, that's why I never mention it. Because Smoke Jumpers is one of the only places. Because, you know, I get my son sick. So Smoke Jumpers is one of the only places that sells like chicken tenders or chicken strips that he'll eat. So we end up eating there a lot. Although recently, I haven't been there recently. We've migrated over to Flo's because Flo's has steak bites.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm like, I saw that and then I'm like, what? And then I looked on the menu and you can get the fries by itself. I was tempted to get them, but I was like, nah, I just ate. So, I didn't get it.
That's terrible. I hate that thing. Oh, that's good, but I'm not hungry.
Right. So that's what I had. And Dan had some slushies.
Yeah. I went last week. Well, first of all, I'll talk about the funnel cake first. Okay. We had the Hungry Bear has the cookies and cream funnel cake. So it's cookies and cream ice cream, whipped cream, and chocolate cookie sandwich crumble. The base of it tasted like Cocoa Puffs. And it was actually really hard. Funnel cake is supposed to be cakey, so it's supposed to be not completely soft, but this was like I was trying to lop off chunks of stuck together Cocoa Puffs. It was okay. I wouldn't order it again. I didn't order it this time. It was my brother that did. And we all kind of shared it, and I was like, yeah, I'm not feeling that one. He's like, we didn't even finish it. Right. He's like, nah, too hard to eat. Tasted fine, but it was too hard to eat because it was just so, it was tough, like to break pieces off. Especially, we had a hard time with a fork. I needed a knife. That's what we actually, you know, needed, which I guess sometimes you do with a funnel cake, but this was, it was too much. So it was like, that was an L. The peach tea slush from there, though, peach honey tea slush. Oh, that was good. Honey sweetened peaches and whipped cream. So it's a peach slush topped with honey sweetened peaches and whipped cream. Ooh, that was so good and refreshing on a hot ass day. That was really good. I will order that again. And then we were actually talking not that long ago, and we were actually, I had just noticed, and we were like, yeah, they do, huh? Disneyland has the market on slushies.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of their slushies are so good. Like all the ones from Galactic Grill. Because you know how they have the ones on the special menu, like at night, too, because they have a special menu at night?
Yeah.
Oh, man. They're so good. The other one I had that day, which is just, it is a special one right now, but it's not a night one. It's from Bengal Barbecue. I had the Jungle Julep, which I believe was pineapple, orange, grape, and lemon. Kind of like a jungle juice, just all mixed up together in a slush. It was good. It was real good, but the grape was definitely the most overwhelming flavor there. So it had a great aftertaste, which some people are good with and some are not. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but because I could taste, kind of taste everything else, it was like, it was good. I would get that again, but I think there's better slushes, but I would definitely drink that again.
That was the Jungle Julep?
Yeah, the Jungle Julep. It's a limited time offering at Bengal Barbecue right now.
Yeah, they had that before, though.
Oh, they had that one. Yeah, they have, and we've missed it. And then we saw it on the menu when we were there the other day. We're like, oh, we need to get that because we wanted to try it. Right. We wanted to try it the first time they had it. And we're like, didn't get it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to remember. I tried that. I don't remember who was with me, but I know I tried that, and I was really like, I didn't want to get it because it had pineapple, and I don't like pineapple. But you're right.
You can't really taste it.
You're right. Yeah.
It's very heavy on the grape.
I did not taste pineapple. I did taste the grape. And I love grape. So I thought it was the bomb.
So now that I think about it, I forgot I was going to talk about this. But the dance party, Stitch's Intergalactic Beach Blast Party, whatever it's called.
I have that later.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. But I'll talk about the food.
Food.
Because they have a menu for that, too. They have a... passion fruit, orange, and guava slush. Oh, that's really good, too. That's really good. That's so good that I had bought a couple. What did I do? I bought two of them for us to share. So my two girls were going to share one, and I was going to share one with my son. And, you know, I'm talking about my adopted daughter. She got up and ordered herself her own because it was that good. She was like, I'm going to buy myself one of these because this is so good. So she did. And that actually worked out for me because she didn't finish it. She's like, you want it? Yes. So I didn't finish it. But they also have those Hawaiian style tenders.
Oh, yeah, right.
Have you had those?
No. That's not my thing.
Oh, they're good. Oh, my God. Yeah, if you like the Hawaiian style, like a Hawaiian style sauce, which is like a... little bit of a spicy, little bit of a tangy. They serve it on top of French fries.
Huh.
Oh, man. They're so good. Like, I'm thinking about that right now, and I think I'm going to have that tomorrow. Because it's so good. I like that taste. I like that Hawaiian style. I like tenders. I like them spicy sometimes. My stomach doesn't, but I do like them spicy. But I like the ones that are kind of like, it just has a little bit of a kick to it. And sweet, that's what that is. So it was really good, and I'm going to totally get those tomorrow now that I'm thinking about it. So those are really good. I think that's what I had, of course, that time. I can't think of anything else I had. I talked about it before. I told you I had the blue milk that was the sour one.
Right.
That was pretty good, too. Yeah, that was actually pretty good, too. I don't even know if they still have that. I haven't been back to check. But that was good. Again, more like a slushy type of drink. So they definitely hit the market on that.
Yeah, so
I'm looking at the menu right now, and they have the Key Lime Pie one here. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at the menu for Galactic Joe, because technically it's still open as we record this. And that's actually good, too. So I told you they have the market on slushes.
Yeah,
I think I try every different slush that they have.
I'm going to talk about the, you know, it all started with the Goofy Glaciers.
And, yeah, yeah.
Goofy Glaciers are really good. We always, Anthony and I, we would talk about that. And then that's when, or after Goofy Glaciers and all that, that's when, you know, we got Bing Bongs and then the one in
Queensland. We talked about that because I remember telling you when we were talking about, things to talk about. Bing Bongs has they have like Goofy Glaciers, the flavors, but then they have special ones that you can go and order, like that one. Remember we tried that? I think we were with you. My son had got one that has all the nerds in it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are all the special ones that they have. And that was like, it was back in the beginning of the Six Year, I think. But all that stuff is available individually on the menu. So you can custom make your own slush there. So you can pick your flavor and then pick the things that you want added to it. So I didn't know that until like a trip maybe 2 months ago that I actually found out. Like, no, they told me you can customize it if you want this flavor and you want to add boba to it, like you can do whatever you want. Like, oh crap. Like, oh yeah, okay. So make your own. And I think it's all the same price.
That's cool.
So that's cool too. Yeah. So that's a little tip for you next time you go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever you want.
One of the other times I went, I had to go back to good old Maurice's and had the boys and apple freeze. Oh my god, that's so yummy. And I think I talked about it. I tried the donuts from over there. Did I talk about that?
Yeah, I don't remember. Is that the one? They always have that one, right?
Yeah, the Boys and Apple Freeze is what we've always just like say it's the best.
Yeah, it's really good. Those lemonades are good too.
And then
anything slushy is just so good.
Yeah, now they're selling donuts over there, and it's like it's like you can get like donut like donut holes and or two actual donuts. You know, you can that's what they
Ooh.
Have. And they're good. I didn't if you order donuts, you get two. I didn't know that. I was expecting one and I got two of them at Maurice's Treats. I'm going through the menu right now. So you have Maurice's Pieces. Donut holes toss in choice of one signature sugar, chocolate sugar, cinnamon sugar, or milk and cookie sugar. So that's for the little donut holes. And the other ones are churro gears, two donuts tossed in cinnamon sugar. And that's what I got. They're $5.79 for the two donuts. I thought I was just getting one because I didn't pay attention. Mm-hmm. And I opened the bag, I got two. I'm like, oh, okay. I wasn't expecting that, but I guess it's good. The Maurice's Pieces are $5.49. And, then they have that Boys and Apple Freeze. Yum, yum, yum. But, yeah, I know they had the donuts there for a while, but I went over there, and I was like, you know what? I want one of those Boys and Apple Freezes. And then I saw
that. Yeah, they had that pineapple donut. They had that pineapple donut a couple of years ago. I remember I bought it. It was my birthday. I remember I bought that from I was like, pineapple on my birthday? That's cool.
So, yeah, I had that that one time. It was pretty good.
Hey, did you know, this is going to sound weird, did you know that they actually don't have clam chowder at French Market anymore?
No, didn't know that.
Yeah, it's only corn chowder.
Ew.
So you can only, clam chowder now is only at Harbor Galley.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. It steps away, but still, I was like, whoa, what? A couple weeks ago, had the herb chicken, the chicken there, the chicken dinner from French Market is really good. Mashed potatoes, and I think because of broccoli, steamed broccoli. It's okay, but we were looking at the menu and we noticed it was corn chowder. I was like, what the heck? So I checked Harbor Galley and they have corn chowder there. So that's crazy. I didn't know that. it's kind of sad at the same time.
All right. So any other fat time foods?
Yeah, that's all I had. I can think of up on my head anyway.
Yeah. All right, let me scroll through my thing here. And I know we're talking about Halloween in June. And, yeah, you mentioned that you were there in some hot days.
Oh.
On that day of the Grad Night reunion party, it was a hot day, but we were just chilling over at over there by the Coke Corner, having hot dogs, so just waiting for the party to start, basically. So I didn't.
Yeah, I got there. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I didn't have to walk around in the heat all day.
I never have to do anything, right?
Right.
I had wanted to go during the day to go see if I could see Boba Fett and Fennec Shand and maybe Captain Lightyear, just to see what was going on. But not only was it hot, I can handle the heat. It was humid, and that's the part that it was like, oh man, this is pretty bad. So I was probably in park a little after one, and I actually made the mistake of not taking a hat. I regret that a little bit. So the first thing we did was pop into the Mad Hatter there on Main Street to see if they had anything. They didn't have anything that I liked because I didn't want a baseball hat. I wanted something different. They had some kind of a bucket hat, but I didn't like what they had, so I passed on that. So then we decided to do the things that you can be indoors to do. So actually watch Mr. Lincoln, which I haven't done in, I have no idea how long.
Yeah, it's been a while for me too.
Yeah, no clue. But it's all air conditioned. So wait for it. It's pretty cool. People were actually amazed at the animatronic. Like people like literally gasped when the animatronic was doing this thing. I was like, oh, I've never been in before. It was cool. I enjoyed it. I just was trying to get out of the heat. Then I think we popped into the cinema, watched a couple cartoons, then a couple shops on Main Street, and then Tiki Room. Because Tiki Room's a good, 12 minutes? 10 to 12 minutes? There was nothing but air.
Yeah.
Really recognition. And you could tell people were in there literally. I texted you, and I was just messing around. And then all the fat people in here. Trying to get some air conditioning. And he's all, so you're in Tiki Room? Yeah, I was in Tiki Room. Yeah. Anyway, I don't mean that to be disparaging of anybody, but like, it really, you could tell people were literally in there to get a break from the heat.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fine. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I said that to some older couple behind us. Like, oh, yeah. We totally came in here. Like, we enjoyed the show. We totally came in here to get out of the heat for a few minutes. Because after that, got the jungle drew up, and then I don't even remember. Star Tours, Buzz Lightyear, whatever we can get in. It was like, okay, the line's not that long. It was busy, too. There were actually people just kind of laid up in any kind of shade they could find. People were just getting in it. It was that bad. People were red like lobsters. I think I got there at 1, and I think by about 6, after we had eaten, we were like, time to go? Yeah, it is just strange. We got on Small World, and it said, like, a 20-minute wait. And I was like, that's not too bad. The line went over to the trees on the side underneath the trees. It took longer than that. And the air was really, really nice inside, but I think it drained us. So by 6 o'clock, we were ready to say, it's about time to head home. So we did. So tomorrow, I will not be making that mistake. I didn't see any of the characters. So we didn't want to walk in there to go see them. So whatever, I'll get there eventually.
Right.
They're probably not going anywhere. So that's okay.
Well,
that was my last trip. And tomorrow's going to make up for it. You can go at night. I'm going to go at night again. I can't do the same thing.
I'm thinking maybe I should go. I don't know. So anyway, speaking of heat in the summertime, brings us to our next thing, which is Christmas.
Yep.
So Disney announced the return of the holiday nighttime spectaculars at the Disneyland Resort, which includes Believe in Holiday Magic Fireworks Show and World of Color Season of Light. Now, they're doing this halfway to the holidays or something. I'm just like, why? Why do we have to rush, you know, the holidays and tell us, hey, guess what? Christmas is coming up and we're going to have, you know, Believe in Holiday Magic Fireworks Show. And I think it's funny how they, you know, oh, we announced the return of the Holiday Spectaculars. Well, it's not like we didn't think they're going to come back.
Oh, I know. Did you jump for joy? No? Okay.
I probably would
have. Because you knew what's going to happen.
I would have broke a hip if I did that. So,
broke your ankle.
Yeah, I'm just looking here. They were announcing halfway to the holidays, limited time from, which is almost up, it's almost over, June 23rd to the 30th. And they had a Christmas dinner corn dog made with turkey hot dog. That's blasphemy. Hand dipped in batter, rolled in panko crumbs, and served with a side of cranberry sauce for dipping at the Blue Ribbon Corn Dogs over there at in downtown Disney. And California Churro had a peppermint churro because we love peppermint.
Uh-huh.
But then again, you know, like I said, that's over tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day. Thursday,
yeah,
But
oh well.
Oh well, but hey, the Spectaculars are coming back.
Which I do like, but I never thought they weren't coming back. So
right. Let's see what else before I get to the other thing. Oh, okay. So with that, we got the announcement that Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage is coming back on July 25th, was it? Yeah. Reopening.
Oh, I had no idea. It's not that I haven't seen every vlogger and YouTube personality post. The walls are coming down. The walls are coming down. The walls are coming down. I haven't seen that at all.
Don't tell Trump.
Yeah.
on Facebook, I posted the video that Disney put out on the YouTubes about what they were doing and all the new, painting and new coral, fresh kelp and seaweed to, along with new lighting and effects and everything. And also we have, Hank, the Septopus, is actually giving the evil eye to the seagulls.
Yeah, here's a throwback. I like that guy.
Yeah. So
holy carp.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone saw Hank already. But, yeah, so like I said, if you guys like to be in claustrophobic spaces, then there you go. Submarine Voyage is coming back on July 25th.
And so will COVID.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Yeah, because remember, that ride didn't open because of COVID.
Right.
Because of the air. Because of the way the air flows through that ride.
I think I would go on that ride at 11:59 at night. When there's no
water. Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, because it makes you want to do it because you want to see the new stuff they did to it.
Yeah.
Well, catch it at a time that's, probably towards the end of the night. And I'll probably still wear a mask for that one.
Yeah.
I don't trust strange dudes.
All right. So, as Dan mentioned earlier, basically the Pixar pals have been kicked off the stage for Stitch's Interplanetary Beach Party Blast. Is it a blast?
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Is it a blast?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's all about the music. You know, they play good tunes. The characters that come out, and I sent you well, the picture that you used was mine, but I think I posted a video too, of like the goodbye. And, there's a bunch of characters that come out and they're all dressed in that like retro, like 60s atomic age kind of gear, you know, helmets with the stuff that sticks out. And like, it's pretty cool. I mean, we still use the terrace as a place to kind of relax over there in the evening and get a slushy, because Galactic Grill has the best slushies. They're really good. And just relax. Just enjoy the music for a little bit. And there's a lot of kids dancing. There's a lot of adults that are doing it too. So it really is a family-friendly thing. We just enjoy the vibe. So we check that out. And we did the other one too, the Pixar Pals one too. I thought it was pretty cool. It's worth a watch for a set. They do them, you know, however many they do a night. It's quite a bit. Quite a few, but it's cool. And everybody loves Stitch. So, you know, I would check it out. I would do it again. I will. I'll probably sit there tomorrow because I can watch the party and get my wings.
Right.
So, you'll catch me there tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, so when
I'm sure it'll come up.
When I went for the party night, for the grand night, we were at Disneyland chilling, and I happened to pop on over there in Tomorrowland, and I think it started. It was starting up. So I watched a little bit of it. It's cool, but, you know, the one thing I don't like about it is the fact that, you know, there's not a DJ there. They're just the sound guy playing songs.
No, it's just a sound guy. Yeah, it is just a sound guy playing songs. Yeah. I actually was thinking about that when I was talking. I was like, there is no DJ there.
Right.
There's just a sound guy playing.
I don't understand why they have a podium there, like there was a DJ there, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even look at it that much to figure that out.
Yeah, so I think
you just kind of watched from afar and, you know, recorded a video because it was like pretty new.
Or did you?
When I was there.
Or did you watch from Jafar?
Yeah, he wasn't there.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just like all the other dance parties. If you want to go over there and see little kids jump up and down, then there you go.
Yeah, if you just want to enjoy some music. Yeah, I know it's not a DJ, but just want to enjoy some top hit music from, you know, 60s till basically now. It's worth it. The terrace is a cool place to just kind of hang out and relax because you can always find a seat. There's always places to sit down.
Yep.
And just a nice place to sit down. All right, here's the picture I got right here. It's got Stitch, Horace, Clarabelle, Goofy, Chip and Dale, and what I can't remember the name of the female chipmunk.
Clarice.
The name of the female, Clarice. There it is. Yeah. Yeah. She's there too. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. The stage is all decked up, 60s style. So it's worth checking out and hanging around.
Have you seen Stitch? Whatever, Lilo and Stitch?
Have I seen what?
Lilo and Stitch, the movie.
No, actually.
Me neither. Me neither.
I did, you know what? I forgot about that. Did you watch the Chip? Did you talk about Chip and Dale? I don't remember.
The show,
the movie.
Yeah.
The movie. I did not remember
the one on Disney Plus, the new one.
Yeah. I just don't remember if you talked about it or not.
I don't think you were on here, but I talked about it, and I think I mentioned some of the stuff that you told me.
I think so. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, okay, it's coming back to me now.
Or something like that. Or maybe you did the voicemail. I don't remember.
So either way, we can talk about it. Cool. I just didn't know if you had it up.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. It's coming back up. I can remember something about it.
I actually want to watch it again.
Yeah. Take a second watch to catch all the references.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of movies, I have on my list Disney. I put Marvel Disney Plus stuff because they were talking about some stuff coming to Disney Plus from Marvel. I think.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember. I don't know what it was. I just put this on my notes, but I didn't look it up. So, oh, one of them was Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man. That's on Disney Plus now or something like that. I don't know.
Is that because they have something on there that's Spider-Man? Because there's limited Spider-Man content because of the deal with Sony.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's there from Spider-Man or not, to be honest with you. And then I have HBO Max, and I actually have Movies Anywhere, the app, and I have digital copies of all the Spider-Man films. Okay. So I have access to all of them to watch on my smart TV.
I bought The Last Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't watched it yet.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man, those are the ones I'd buy those because they're not necessarily on a streaming service right away.
Right.
Because of the deal, because of the deal Sony has. So, I own those. Those are the first Blu-rays I've actually bought in a long, long time.
Yeah, I got it. I think I got it a month ago, and I still haven't watched it.
Are you talking about the shows that are coming to Disney Plus, the Marvel ones?
Probably. I just wrote these notes down, and that was two weeks ago, and I didn't.
Because She-Hulk is coming, like She-Hulk.
That looks stupid. And I think I talked about She-Hulk because I thought.
Yeah, I think you did.
I thought at D23 they announced She-Hulk was coming. And now it's She-Hulk, Attorney at Law or something. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So that's.
And I think it comes out in August. And I actually just got back from San Diego for a conference for work. And she's on the posters. You know how they put up on the light poles?
Yeah.
So one side is like Comic-Con, the Comic-Con logo. And the other side, a lot of them are the She-Hulk, Attorney at Law.
That sounds so stupid.
People have mixed feelings about it because it's like, is that really what you want to do? But hey, you know what? Just wait and see. Just wait and see. To be honest, like, have you watched Ms. Marvel?
Not yet. I'm going to try to get into it. I just haven't had a chance.
Okay, so I was a little hesitant at first because I heard it came off a lot like a teenage type show, more than just the regular Marvel stuff. But it's actually really good. It's actually really good. Yes, it is. It does have a little bit of that, especially the first episode. It comes off as kind of a little bit corny. But then, because I have teenagers, and I work with teenagers, and I coach teenagers, I see what the characters are doing in, like, real life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's relatable. It's completely relatable. So, my daughter doesn't actually watch a lot of stuff with me. Ms. Marvel is one of the things that we actually watched together. Like today, the fourth episode, as we're talking, the fourth episode came out today, and we sat here and watched it together. And we watched the one last week, too, because she's that interested in it, because it's a relatable character. The show's good, and it's going to lead into the actress that plays Ms. Marvel is going to be in the next Captain Marvel movie. Like, this is her premiere to be in the next Captain Marvel movie.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty cool. So it's totally worth a watch.
Well,
I'm not really done really well. I think she's a good actress.
Yeah, I'm not put off by it or anything. I just haven't got to it yet. I keep looking like, oh, I gotta watch this. I'm put off with She-Hulk. I'm Attorney at Law.
Yeah, I'll end up watching all of it. I didn't get into Moon Knight right away either, and then I actually really liked that.
I liked it too, but it was hard for me to comprehend what the hell was going on.
It was a slow build, yeah. And then Ms. Marvel's not like that. It's straight up like, it's funny too, but it's not like super corny.
Uh-huh.
Like, it all makes sense. And then they're getting to the point now where the last two episodes I've left on cliffhangers. Like last week, I was like, how can you leave me like that? Uh-huh. Like, I want to watch the next one. This week did the same damn thing, only a bigger like cliffhanger. And like, how, are you going to wrap all this up in two more episodes? Okay. Let's see what you do. So I'm very interested in it. So I'm looking at the thing right here. She-Hulk comes out in August. And that's going to be 10 episodes. Secret Invasion, which has Samuel L. Jackson and Nick Fury, is going to be 6 episodes. The House of Harkness, Agatha from Harkness from WandaVision. That'll be coming out sometime too. We don't have a number of episodes for that yet. And then Spider-Man, freshman year. This is an animated series. That's an animated one. And then Echo, which if you watched, did you watch Hawkeye?
Yes.
Okay, so Echo is the deaf lady.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's got her. So that's coming out later this year, too. We just don't have a date for that yet. And or how many episodes. And then the X-Men, next year the X-Men TV show from the 90s is going to be on there. And then I Am Groot is going to be next. No, actually in a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
It's an animated series, 5 episodes. Ironheart. Which I don't know much about Ironheart at all.
Me neither.
And the Marvel Zombies, that's coming out too.
Okay.
Did you watch? Did you see What If?
I haven't finished it, but I think I only have like 2 episodes left.
Okay. So What If? And I won't give spoilers, but What If the last 2 episodes wrap up the entire series? Okay. Like it makes everything connect.
Okay.
It was really cool how they actually did it. It made everything connect, and you kind of get to see some stuff from like, oh, that's why this is done in Doctor Strange. It's not necessary to watch Doctor Strange for that to watch Doctor Strange, but you get to see like, oh, that's why they did this. But it does, like the last episode of What If wraps up everything in the entire series. So if you've only got a couple left, you've seen the zombie episodes, so they're going to do a Marvel zombies kind of thing too. It's like somewhere. There's a bunch here. I don't know. I'm not going to go through all of it.
I actually didn't finish What If because I forgot about it.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what the last 2 episodes are, but they're really good. The last one is really, really good. So, yeah, I was actually surprised they were able to, like, you wrapped up all of this. Like, you made it all make sense together.
Right.
When I thought it was like, I loved the What If comic book when I was a kid, which was just standalone stories. Uh-huh. And I thought that's what this was. Although sometimes you did see the same character in a different episode. But no, the last one made everything make sense and go together. I was like, wow, that was actually pretty good. I've done pretty well.
Cool.
Yeah, but this it's long. I'm not going to go through all of this. But there's plenty that's going to come out.
Well, Disney Plus announced that Monsters at Work Season 2 is coming in 2023.
That I didn't finish. I should go back and finish that.
That one, yeah, I like that show. It's cool to watch late at night, just chill and watch that I was watching that every time it came out. So it was like, oh, it comes out
today.
They
were funny. I just never finished.
Yeah. They announced that there will be season 2 air next year. So that's pretty cool. I know there's a video of the announcement, but I actually can't play it right now because you're on my line. But, yeah, it's pretty tight. I wonder if it'll play.
They're putting you two in charge.
Two monsters can't have the same bed, brother.
I don't want to be a hat rack.
What?
I just could really only hold 2 hats.
2 tickets to the baseball game.
The creepies are still down 3-2.
2 tickets in a lot.
When one jokester won't do, get 2.
Who gets the dinner for 2?
2 scoops of ice cream.
I'll have lemon. Make that 2.
All right, kiddo. It's been 2 weeks. What do you got?
Only took 2 hours.
So proud of you 2. I got 2 words for you. Season 2.
There you go. A lot of 2s. So yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty cool to watch. It's cool to just sit back and check those out.
Yeah, I'll get to them. I've been watching a lot of stuff because I'm on vacation.
Right.
So I've been trying to catch up on a lot of stuff.
Well, this leads us to from monsters to space in Lightyear. So you saw Lightyear?
Yeah.
I didn't see it yet. I want to go take Miles to see it, but haven't got to do that yet.
Yeah. You know what? I know it's not getting a lot of love.
Right.
But I actually thought it was good. I think you have to remember that this isn't a Toy Story movie at all. It's not a Toy Story movie. This is supposed to be the movie that Andy saw to fall in love with Buzz, the character. And you do get to see the progression of Buzz from what he was to, you know, the hero that he becomes. There's a lot of Easter eggs from the Toy Story movies in it that you can catch. And I actually enjoyed it. But I think you have to view it as not a Toy Story film and more of just like, this is a space action animated movie. Because if you do that, I think you'll enjoy it more. I really liked it. I thought it was smart. I thought it was funny. I thought the animation was fantastic. It's a simple story, and you see stuff coming because it's like, it harkens back to the Toy Story stuff. Like, you're like, oh yeah, because in Toy Story this happened and this was said, so that's why they did it like that. Of course, it's supposed to be like that. I would totally see it again. In fact, I kind of do want to see it again. And I know people are getting upset over the quote unquote woke thing, and I'm not going to go off on that, but it's stupid, and it's literally not even 10 seconds. It's not even 10 seconds. In fact, if you just didn't say anything to anybody about it, you probably wouldn't even notice it at all. Like, it's so just like,
is it like there it is, and
it's done. yeah, that's actually, I think Star Wars was more intense. Well, I don't, if you don't care, I'll tell you what it was. It's really simple. That's up to you, though.
No, I don't care.
You don't want to spoil it, I won't say.
Well, it's pretty
big. It really was when he sees it, because it's his commander. When he sees his commander, he sees her with the ring, and he says, he just kind of makes something, he says something about the ring, and he's like, you just met her, and I've known her for however many years, 3 years. That's all it said. I've known her for 3 years. Okay. And the next time you see it, it's a little bit later in time, see it again, and she's pregnant. And then you see her a little bit later in time, and it's a birthday, and real quick, 2 seconds, they kiss, and that's it. That's it. 10 seconds worth of time. You didn't say anything to anybody. Nobody would probably even notice. It was dumb. Like, as far as people getting upset, I don't see why. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And I don't think there's any kind of agenda. I don't think it's any kind of agenda with Disney. It's just like they were portraying something different, something that's kind of quote unquote normalized now. It was dumb. That shouldn't be the reason you don't see the film. But I thought I liked it. My kid liked it. You know, he's the biggest Toy Story fan in the world. he really liked it. He's been quoting stuff from it. You know, since we all have. And Socks. Oh my God, Socks. That is everybody's new favorite character. That cat is everybody's new favorite character. You love Socks when they film the cat. So I would check it out. Yeah, take him. I think he'd enjoy it. Well, I don't know. He's pretty critical about stuff. I don't know if Miles will like it or not. But I think you'll walk away going, oh, it's pretty cool. I don't know about Miles, though.
but
it was good.
Real quick, have you seen Better Nate Than Never?
No.
On Disney Plus? I have not.
No, did you watch it?
Yes, and it's really good. It's
really?
It's really good. Trying to get to it, but I enjoyed it. I'm like, you know, I'm going to check this out. And I watched it, and it was, you know, here we go. Let's see. It was really good. I got to give it 2 thumbs up. Trying to get to it. Can't find it. But anyway, I really, let me see, Better, here it is, Better Nate Than Ever, a boy with
Better Nate Than Never.
Yeah, Nate, his name is Nate. A boy with Broadway Dreams, travels to New York City for a once-in-a-lifetime adventure. And, yeah, it's really good. I believe the kid in it is his, I think it's his first acting movie. First movie, I think. I'm not sure. But he does a good job.
Oh, that's what Ms. Marvel, too. That, this is her first acting movie, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just looking at stuff. So yeah, I mean it's really good. I really enjoyed it, and I recommend it. You should check it out. Watch it with your daughter and see what she thinks. I don't know if she's into looking at musical stuff, but he's trying out for I think it's Nemo, or is it? It's probably like some Disney Broadway show. He's trying.
Oh really?
Yeah. Mm. So no, it's really good. I just thought
that came out a while ago, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Always looking for stuff to watch now, so that's cool.
Yeah. You should watch it. Let me know what you think. It's really good.
Yeah, good chance.
Yeah, it came out April 1st. All right. So real quick, I posted this. I'm not going to go through the dates, but Grad Night 2023 dates have been announced. So everyone should have seen that already. And make your plans.
Yeah, I got to pay attention to that because I think it was every damn one.
plan your day accordingly when you get to Grad Nights next year, starting in May. And yeah. You've been warned, I guess. Thank you.
You know what? It wasn't that bad. People complain about it, but I think I'm so accustomed to doing whatever I want and just saying, man, that's too long. I don't want to do that. I do want to do this, but I don't really notice what it's like.
Well, most of the...
I notice it's busy.
Most of the complaints is because... when you're in line for rides and you got these kids and they just want to do what they want to cut, blah, 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 that's when people complain. That's why you don't want to go. But, yeah, for us, we're just like, oh, we'll go here, we'll chill. I mean, yeah, I've been there at Grand Nights and I don't, you know, it's like whatever because I'm not trying to get on rides. But I did go one year with my homie when he was for his Grand Night and I met up with him and I was going on rides and everything, and it was just like all these stupid kids. You're just like, oh, my God. I was like, dude, you better not act like that because you will get five across the eyes.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason is because I don't have any problem saying anything.
Yeah.
Not at all. So, maybe, well, because I work with kids that age, I have no fear of them.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like, I haven't had too many problems. The school I work at doesn't do grad night there. So that's not anything I have to worry about as far as that. I would have to worry anyway because it's pretty much I'm just a chaperone for the bus.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'll probably end up not paying attention to the schedule to do because the same day anyway. Whatever. It's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do believe we're going to get magic keys back. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so last thing I want to talk about is the D23 renewal gift I got, which was pretty cool. It's D23 Around the World of Disney Parks, and it was a 7-pin set. So the pins were Disneyland Resort, Disneyland Paris, Walt Disney World, let's see, what else? Tokyo Disney Resort, Shanghai Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, and Disney Cruise Line. So these pins are probably $15 pins. I got 7 of them in a set with a nice little box and a passport. I actually didn't even look at the passport. And what else? Just really cool. It's a really cool set. It's like when I first joined D23, you were getting like pretty cool gifts, and then it kind of went downhill. But at least, mm-hmm. at least they weren't giving you bookmarkers. But it just kind of went downhill. You know what? They gave you a watch. The very first time you renew, they gave you a watch, and they actually inscribed your name on there.
Really?
Yeah, I never got my watch, though. My brother got it, but I never got it. Yeah, bull crap. But, yeah, this is a cool gift.
Well, he doesn't wear it. Take it and we'll scratch your name in it.
That's true. He probably forgot he got it.
He doesn't wear it, yeah.
He already forgot he got it. But, yeah, this is a cool pin set. And I did post it on Instagram and all that, so if you guys want to go back and check
it. I can't be sure, but I think I saw that set in one of the windows at the Grand Californian. Like when you go through security, I went through the hotel when we were at California Adventure a couple weeks ago to get to Downtown Disney, and I just cut through the hotel. And when I was going through security to leave, I had to, to take the stuff out of my pockets and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was putting it back, and my brother and my daughter were standing over by, they have windows and just have little displays there of stuff. One of them was a D23 display. And I remember seeing an Around the World stuff that had. I was like, "Hey, that looks pretty cool." And I knew it was an exclusive D23 thing. So I think it was the set you're talking about. And yeah. I think that was in there a couple of weeks before they actually sent it out.
Probably. Well, they sent it out starting March.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, March.
Well, then it must have been then. Yeah, so that's the first time I'd ever seen it. Because my brother was like, "Hey, look at this. This is pretty cool." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, it's cool." And I, in my head, thought that must be the D23. Yet for the paid membership.
Yeah, March is when I first came out, and but I renew in June because I took forever to pay my membership. So now I renew in June. But I'm still a charter member. That's all that counts.
Yeah. Well, I was headed over there to check out the sandcastle that was the Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
Sandcastle outside the trading post, which is actually pretty cool. I think that's still there too. So if you haven't checked that out, it's pretty cool. Just know that it's a sandcastle. Like somebody didn't come to do that. That's crazy. But it's pretty cool.
All right, so you're going to be in the parks on Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm. Thursday? This week, and then I'll be in the park next Wednesday, July 6th.
See you next
I'll be there.
Wednesday.
I think that day, I think we're going to try to do a little bit longer of a day because I think I'm going to have the adopted daughter and her sister. So I think we're going to be there probably a little bit earlier, maybe 3 or 4 in the afternoon and kind of stay most of the evening. So I'll be there a little bit longer.
Cool.
To do that, and then I don't know if I gotta book some more, but I'll be there closer to my birthday, the end of July, and I know I'll get some dates in between. Just because I will.
I get to I get to go to the doctor tomorrow and have a physical.
Yeah, that's fun.
The only thing I don't like about the physical is they want to take blood and they don't know how to do it, and it hurts.
It's not supposed to hurt. That's bad.
I know. I'm like, why can't they like say, "Hey, we need a blood test, so why don't you go to the lab and get it done?" I'd be, "Oh, let's go. I'm happy. Let's go to the lab." No, they want to do it there. So, whatever.
Right?
Yeah. But I'm doing that on Thursday. Lucky me. And then Saturday, I'm going to the Dodger game.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm going. I asked Miles' parents if it was cool for him to go, and then I was like, "Oh, well, you guys can go too if you guys want." So we're all going, and Connor's coming down on Friday. He's going. He's the one. He texts me and said, "I'm going Dodger game." He's never been to a Dodger game. Only when they play.
Oh.
Only when they play Arizona. in Arizona.
So
he's all excited. So I'm like, oh, I want to go. He's like, you can come. So luckily there was tickets in this section right next to him. So we got those tickets and it's going to be fun because I'm excited to try the brand new Dodger dog.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, people complain, but the best hot dog in L.A. is from Tommy's, and the Dodger dog is made by that company that makes Tommy's hot dogs, so I don't see why people would complain.
So that's, there you go.
What are you doing for the 4th?
I think I'm going to the parade here in town.
Oh, cool.
And then, I'm going to be honest with you, nothing beats Disney fireworks.
Oh.
No one can beat Disney fireworks. It's just, I half thought about, like, should I take the kids and just hang on the Esplanade, but I don't want to wait there for hours. So
go on, talk to the parking structure.
Yeah, somebody actually told me that too. I might actually consider that. If not, then I live on a hill by a golf course, and from the, like, where the clubhouse is, you can see out over the city, so I can actually see the city fireworks from there. There's actually people that just go and take a chairs, you know, those chairs in a bag, whatever, and just kind of set up there and just kind of hang out.
That's cool.
So might be that. Definitely the park next week. I might actually go to Universal next week too. I think I'm going to take the kids to the Funko Pop store just as a getaway for the day, and then maybe Universal because we have Universal passes too. So I may do that. And then actually in a couple of weeks, I think 3 weeks, I actually will be at Comic-Con for a couple of days.
Lucky.
So yeah, we'll see what they do there. Marvel's supposed to have a booth this year. I don't know if you remember this or not, but the last Comic-Con, Marvel and Disney didn't have a booth. It actually surprised me they are this year, Marvel anyway, because D23.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So they saved all their stuff for D23. So Star Wars didn't have a huge presence at Comic-Con in 2019. So we'll see what they do this year, but yeah, I'll be there for a couple of days, just kind of checking stuff out, and that's it. Really, just it's so big, just checking stuff out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, D23. I think only a day. That closing? I'm only going for a day in D23.
Yeah.
I have not to do the 3 days.
Yeah, I got my passes, my badges.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I got my one for Comic Con. I haven't seen the one for D23 yet. I don't think. I don't think so. I don't think I've got it yet. I should check into that.
Yeah.
I should check into that. Okay. And cool. That's it. I'll be around.
I think I'm going to go to Knott's Berry Farm on Sunday, maybe.
And at the night, you're going to get in a fight with the Edgar?
I'm just going to be cruising around. I went on Monday. It's pretty cool. It was hot, but I stayed in the shade. I wanted to go see a band.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. When, I forgot what they're called. I can't remember things. Anyway.
Thomasina or what?
No. Things called Blackjack Heart Attack or something like that. Anyway, cool. They played at the LA Kiss Games, and then they played New Year's Eve at California Adventure in 2019. And then I heard they were playing at Knott's for the first time, so I went to go check them out. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool. We missed that, Disney. Come on.
I know.
Things like that, live music.
Exactly.
They do stuff downtown, but I haven't seen anywhere where I've seen it published. Like when I was there, because they had that Soulfully Jazz thing, which I haven't checked out yet. They had some jazz bands playing that day. And they're good. I mean, any band that plays downtown Disney is usually pretty good.
Yeah.
As far as musicianship, at least. So, worth checking out. Maybe I'll go hang out there sometime. I've only got about 2 more weeks before my wife goes back to work, and then it's expected to get me and the kids for another couple of weeks. So I'll end up doing some stuff with them, taking them places during the day so I can stay in some shade.
Well,
that's about it, man.
Don't forget, I have nothing going on, so I'm here.
You know, when I go to the park, you're more than welcome to knock it because you can get the whole month of July. It's pretty much open.
Cool.
So I'll be there on the 6th most of the day, and the week after that, I'm not going anytime before at least 4 o'clock tomorrow, so I'm sure your physical is done today sometime.
You know,
I gotta get up early for that.
I'm gonna see what's going on tomorrow. Maybe I'll stop by. We'll see. I'll let you know.
Yeah, I think we're gonna watch the beach party and get some junk food.
I want a slushy now.
I'm telling you, man, they're good. That passion fruit, orange, and guava one is really good.
See, that would be something I need to try. Like, I mean, not try, share. Because right now I'm like, I don't know if I would like it. So I would want to, you know, try it from someone. Then, oh, I'll get
try it. So, we'll give you a sip, and then you'll be like, it'd be like mother and daughter who just straight got up and said, I ordered myself one.
Exactly.
That was so funny. I forgot about that until we were talking about it. It was pretty funny. I was like, you did? Like, yeah, it was that good. Okay. And then I had to get to the end. You want the rest of this? I can't finish it. Yes. Yeah. But.
Oh, I get
that. Of course.
That sounds good. So I think that's it, huh?
I think so.
All right. I think it's time for the closing.
What's that?
So it's time for the closing. That's going to do it for this episode of the Mouse Pyre Podcast. Woohoo! Hey, I don't know if you
made it.
I don't know if you know this, but this is episode 220.
Wow!
This is also 20 episodes without Anthony. Dirty. Oh, I thought that was funny. All right. Anyway. You have Oogie Boogie tickets on sale now. So if you guys plan to go, get your tickets now because you snooze, you lose. And don't ask for tickets in other groups. Real quick, I got my tickets and they actually make you put someone's name on the tickets when I bought them.
Really?
Yeah, kind of like Knott's Berry Farm.
People were already saying today that they bought tickets for the wrong date. How could they exchange them for a different date? People were like, you can't.
Yeah, so both tickets have my name and my brother's name on it. So I thought that was interesting. So make sure you guys get your tickets now. October 29th will be the first date to sell out. So if you plan to go on that day, get your tickets now. And all that stuff. You know when Dan's going to be in the parks. You can go over there and say, hey, Dan, what you doing? Buy me a slushie.
Yeah. $10 later.
July 25th, we get Hank and Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage reopens. We have Christmas coming up. And
by the time you hear this, Pirates will be open again, too.
Oh, yeah. Pirates opens on July 1st. I don't even care about that. I'm not going to be in that line waiting for that.
Me neither, but it opens.
Right.
I'll catch it when it's 10 minutes before it closes.
Right. Hey, don't forget to support us on the podcast. Go to patreon.com/mousepire. Go to dgpclothing.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Snappies, TikTok. Dan's going to make more TikToks for me. Yeah, there we go.
Yep, yep.
All right, until next week. I'm Diggs.
I'm Ben.
Bye.
Bye. Stumble down.
Go something like that.
Something like that.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. Audio, sound bites, and other clips are property of their copyright holders. All original stuff is ours and property of mousepire.com.